T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
If you're staying in, you might be watching the Blue Jays try and win the World Series. Pat Malacaro is the voice of the Bison, joins us live now on WBEN. All right, Pat, I mean, to have the Blue Jays in the World Series was one thing. To have them on the verge of winning it all, just north of the border, I mean, it's an exciting time for local baseball.
It is, and when you add in the fact, Brian, that more than half of the roster, there's 26 active players in the World Series. 15 of them have spent time in Buffalo this year. A lot of those on rehab assignments coming back from injury, but a lot of seven or so of those players of the 15 were actually active roster players on the Bison's roster this year. So even though the wins and losses weren't the best for the Bison's on the field this year, the contributions of AAA, which is exactly what you're supposed to be, the feeder to the big leagues if there's injuries or whatever, it's been exactly what the Blue Jays have needed, and then some with a lot of the contributions from players that were here this year making a big impact in the playoffs.
So you could really say it's the Buffalo Bisons against the LA Dodgers, right? You know, in a way? And no wonder so many eyes here are going to be watching this one.
Absolutely, Susan. You look at the bullpen specifically, and I think guys like Mason Fluharty or Braden Fisher, who have pitched in big spots in the playoffs, they were both players on the Bison's roster this year, making big impacts in Buffalo. And Fluharty's case, called up right at the beginning of the year, came back and forth a little bit. Fisher spent the first 2 months of the year in Buffalo and then really established himself with the Blue Jays. Addison Barger hits a grand slam in game one of the World Series. He's been in Buffalo for parts of the last, really, 4 years. Establishing himself as first an infielder, now an outfielder that hits for power. So you look up and down the lineup, and there's even been games where all 10 players, including the pitcher, at some point have been in Buffalo, maybe not this year, but even last year going back to some players as well. So there's more Buffalo connections, obviously, because of the Bisons and the Blue Jays, but it really feels like you're looking at over the rosters, and this is really a lot of the homegrown talent that's come through Buffalo.
Well, it's so cool that, I mean, you can have so many familiar names to people who have gone through the ballpark in the past few years and be able to watch them in the World Series tonight. I mean, you see all the fans there all summer long, Pat, all that different hats that are in the crowd. Are the Blue Jays Buffalo's team? I mean, it sure feels like that right now with everybody talking about them in the World Series, but you have such split allegiances here between, you know, the Yankees. Some people still like Cleveland. Pittsburgh has theirs. There's the Mets, the Red Sox. Like, it's all split all over the place. How is Toronto rising in the ranks in recent years?
Yeah, Buffalo is such a unique place because we don't have our own major league team, right? And you don't have a Bills or a Sabres to latch onto. But pre-pandemic, I would have probably told you that the Blue Jays were middle of the pack in terms of overall fandom. The Yankees and the Red Sox, maybe the top two fan bases in Buffalo. But certainly with the Blue Jays having played at Salem Field in 2020, and then again in 21, with fans being able to see them live in action. And if you're a Buffalo baseball fan, and if you know me at all, you know, I'm Buffalo born and raised, and I've been going to Salem Field since it was Pilot Field in the late 80s, hoping Buffalo would get a major league team. And so many fans that came out to games in 2021 were fans like that, that wanted Major League Baseball, didn't get in an expansion, and still go to games, but maybe not follow as close as they did in the early 90s. Well, I think a lot of those fans came to Blue Jays games, maybe are not full-fledged Blue Jay fans, but as you get to the playoffs and you see some of the connections, see the teams left in the postseason, you became a Blue Jays fan. So I think the fandom of the Blue Jays has grown in the last couple of years. Certainly also, you know, the connection between someone like Josh Allen. I know there was a little controversy over the Bills wishing the Blue Jays luck, but Josh Allen's gone up to Toronto and taken batting practice 2, 3, 4 times now. He's thrown out a first pitch at a game before. So there's a lot of connections. Deion Dawkins was at game one of the World Series. So a lot of the Bills players, Sabres players, they have embraced the Blue Jays in the way that I think Buffalo has kind of taken the Blue Jays in as well. And I think those connections also help build that fan support here in Buffalo.
All right. So, Pat, if you're the Blue Jays, how are you looking at this game six tonight? You've got to win it tonight, right? Because you're on a roll. You just won the last two. I mean, if you let the Dodgers win tonight, all bets are off for game seven, right?
They are. And that's the one thing about the Blue Jays is they've been so resilient. They were a team that had a 5-game lead in the division with over a week left, lost the lead, still won the division. You're down 3-2 to Seattle. Coming back home, you win both games. But tonight, it's Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who, if you saw game two of the World Series, through a complete game for Los Angeles. So I think you're right, Susan. If you don't win tonight, tomorrow the pressure's on for a team that's thrived under the pressure, but this is different. Game seven, do you see Shohei Ohtani start the game for Los Angeles? Because when you get to that last, it's the last game of the season no matter what. It's the cliche of all hands on deck, everyone's available. And I think the Dodgers, that's their opportunity to show off the payroll that they have compared to the Blue Jays' payroll isn't small. But compared to the Blue Jays, that's why you build the roster you do for that game seven. So I think you're right. If you don't win tonight, certainly the hill is that much taller to climb for Toronto tomorrow.
You know, Pat, I think for a lot of people who just tune in every once in a while, maybe catch the World Series every year or, you know, just when one of their favorite teams are playing and have been watching this. I mean, this Yamamoto threw a complete game. I was stunned to see that was like the first complete game in a World Series in a long time.
Yeah, and pitching is so different nowadays. And yes, the postseason, you maybe pitch a little bit longer than you used to. But really, it goes back to about a decade ago where teams started to really make specific roles for pitchers. You just need them to get through 6 innings, and then you go to your bullpen, and you've got a 7th-inning reliever. You've got an 8th-inning reliever. You've got your closer for the 9th. There's specified roles, and that's really how the regular season teams have tried to take that approach. It doesn't work over 162 games because then you have pitchers maybe pitching every day in like a 5 or 6 day stretch, and that doesn't work. So the playoffs, you get more specialized roles. And for Yamamoto, you know, that's an opportunity. A pitcher was just so dominant. He was the best pitcher in baseball really from mid-August all the way through the playoffs now. And he's been as good as it gets. So this is why if you're the Dodgers, you start him in game two, because this is your opportunity to get back in, you know, tie things up and make it a one game winner take all tomorrow.
Wow. Well, it doesn't get any more exciting than this. Pat, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.